Welcome to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I'm your host, Brad Halfacre. Hiking season is here, and as the temperatures are dropping, we are surrounded by some of the best hiking here in Middle Tennessee. Today, I've got guest Kathy Moran. She's with us with the Tennessee Trails Association to talk about some of the great hiking opportunities here in the Upper Cumberland area. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. Welcome.
Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with the Tennessee Trails Association.
Well, my role with the Tennessee Trails presently is as the coordinator and the hiking newsletter editor for our Upper Cumberland. Upper Cumberland area is Cookeville and Sparta. So the Tennessee Trails has chapters all over the state of Tennessee. I've been involved for about 10 years. I joined primarily because I wanted to be able to hike with other people, having hiked since I was in college, and I had lost the people that I normally would hike with. So I joined in 2012. Tennessee Trails is a state organization that had started in the 60s for primarily people wanted to have a north-south route trail, which has now become Cumberland Trail State Park. Even though we still have some gaps in that trail, that has been going on since the 60s.
Yeah.
So I was thrilled to be able to find this group. They're a great group of people. What I really love about it is not only the companionship, but also the availability of all the trails that are there. Because now we can get on our website. It describes every trail that anybody has ever taken, you know, throughout the state with the group. You can hike freely with the group, and you can go into any of the chapters and join the chapters. So it's evolved quite a lot over the years. As you know, the state parks have also.
Exactly. So this sounds like a club that kind of got together from some folks that might have went to college together. Maybe.
Well, I think it did. There's some history on our website about how it started. There seems to be three men that got together in the 60s, Mark Pritchard, Bob Brown, and Evan Means. They were from different sections of the state, and I believe that Mark Pritchard was actually a state park employee.
Yes, Mac was our state naturalist for many years,
and played
a crucial role in accruing land, and Mac was a jewel to Tennessee State Parks and an early conservationist, and so.
Correct. So. And they got together, and they wanted a north-south route that we could just hike, which now has become Cumberland Trails State Park, which, of course, is over a little bit farther east from here. I've done a lot of those trails. They're beautiful trails. And if you're willing to drive an hour, they're very easily accessible in the Crossville area. So beautiful waterfalls coming down off the plateau.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But our organization also honors these three men, and we give out awards every year. So this organization is built like any other organization. We have a board. We have sections, chapters throughout the state. We meet once a year as a state chapter, and then local chapters meet differently. Some meet once a month, some meet once a quarter. Some people hike Wednesdays and Saturdays. Some people hike just Saturdays. So every chapter is unique depending on the hiking chapter leader. Currently, my chapter, which is the Upper Cumberland, which is Sparta and Cookeville, we piggyback with the Plateau chapter. Deb in the Plateau chapter is an amazing woman who just finds all these great trails that you can hike anywhere and offers it to anyone open that wants to come. And she's made like two separate hikes on the same day at the same place, where one is only 4 or 5 miles, and then the other group goes farther so that they might go 8 to 12 miles. And that way, people are joining together. They may be riding or carpooling together, but then they're not at the same walking or hiking speed.
And that way, too, by the carpooling, you're cutting down on parking at the trailhead, too, that you're not taking up a there's not 40 cars there.
Exactly.
You're cutting down on the impact that you're leaving at that trailhead, which is great. As a park professional, we like to see that because that parking is an issue sometimes, especially this time of year.
Well, that makes sense.
So park professionals appreciate that as well.
I think we like it because we like to talk in the car on the way and visit and, you know. But so we, at this point, Upper Cumberland is relying on Plateau for the hikes.
Y'all
and it's
together.
Worked out real well to work together. And if you'll go to our website, which is just straight TennesseeTrails.org, you'll find all this information. And it gives you all the hiking trails that any chapter across Tennessee has ever done. It gives you the descriptions of what's coming up. It tells you the contact person. So we do ask that you contact the hiking leader before you meet them on the trail or meet them at the place where you're going to carpool, just so they have a heads up of that. But most of us are members, but it's not required to be a member. We welcome people to come and join us, especially the first few times, because you don't know if you're going to like it or not, you know, or if you're even going to be, if this is what's good for you. You know, I think that some people walk around Cane Creek and they think, oh, this is great. But it's not the same as hiking on a trail.
Exactly.
And so when they get out there, it's just a whole nother scene. Since I'd been hiking since I was in my 20s, you know, I understood the difference. And so it was great for me to just kind of group in with this group when I joined them. But I can't talk enough about Tennessee Trails, so I don't want to keep doing that. But anytime we have questions, please feel free to ask.
Well, we'll be right back in just a few minutes with Kathy Moran. Welcome back. Today we got Kathy Moran with the Tennessee Trails Association. Kathy, tell us about how long you've been hiking and tell us some of your favorite hikes here in the Upper Cumberland.
Well, I've been wandering around in the woods since the 70s. I love hiking. It's very good for my body and my mind, of course. And I guess I started out with a roommate in college, and she took me up to the Smokies. Mm. And that started me because as a family, as I growing up, we really didn't do any hiking per se. So that kind of came into then any state park, all state parks. She took me to Virgin Falls for the first time back then.
That's beautiful.
Yes, yes. And so I kind of caught the bug.
Yes.
And then my husband and I loved discovering all of the parks. And then we were so close, as you had said to me earlier before the show. We have such a beautiful area to live in. And within 20 minutes, we can be anywhere.
Yes.
So we would get up on a Saturday morning. It's snowing. Yay, let's drive to Pickett. You know, we would be the first ones on the trail, right?
That is something that I'm glad you – because there's something about when it does snow, it's like – I like to pretend – we're like early settlers going back to, you know, like frontiersmen. Hey, pretending we're like Davy Crockett or Daniel Boone going out in the wilderness and leaving those first footprints in the snow. You know, that's
exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. The first footprints, nobody behind us, nobody in front of us. Yeah, it's great, great, great memories of that. And the other one we liked was the Standing Stone, because we were only about a 20-minute drive from Standing Stone. So we could call the ranger and say, hey, you got a cabin tonight?
Oh.
You know, and if it was snowing and yeah. Beautiful
right here,
memories
being
of
in the
state
Upper
parks.
Cumberland, being in the Upper Cumberland, we're 30 minutes to an hour away from numerous hiking opportunities. You know, now there's B-Rock. That's a beautiful place.
I just went there last weekend,
right.
And that's very accessible.
So hiking is also a seasonably time. So tell us any trails you prefer to hike in the winter.
Well, I do like the vistas, but of course there are some mountains that are kind of treacherous as I'm getting older, you know, to go up in the wintertime. But you can drive up to the top of Black Mountain and, you know, hike around there a little bit and get some really nice, beautiful vision, you know, scenes. Cades Cove, you know, there's some beautiful places from up there. Mm-hmm. So Savage Gulf, I like to, you know, hike in that area. So I think Fall Creek Falls, I think I tend to like where you will go around the rims of these, you know, beautiful areas. And
beautiful overlooks.
Uh-huh. You know, and they're beautiful any time of year, miles. But it's right. Nice when there's no leaves on the trees. It's
get a different look.
Yes, you do. You do.
What about in the summertime?
Well, in the summer, I'm water girl, so yeah. I want to be near water. I want to go where I can get in the water, you know. I mean, of course, I love the Window Cliffs, which I even did before it was the state park, so yeah. As many did. Uh-huh. And I was thrilled. You know, I was at the opening when it opened for the state park because I was just – it made so many memories from the past that it was just – I was grateful that it was there. So I'm definitely grateful for everybody that builds the trails. When I'm walking on the trails, I'm always thanking them, even though they don't hear me. And those that have conceived and donated land, I mean, it's just amazing. I love it. And over these last 10 years, I think Tennessee has really expanded on that quite a lot, you know, with, you know, using different Ten Green, for instance, and Tennessee Conservatory and all of that, in my awareness, has only come about in the last so many years. So
yes. Yes, it is really grown, and we couldn't do that without support. You know, being a park professional, you know, I've been around Tennessee Trails Association a long time.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of their work, and you know, and it's, you know, it started out, you know, at Edgar Evans. One of the trails that they did help build was the Merritt Millennium and Merritt Ridge Trail system. You know, that was on the backs of volunteers from the Tennessee Trails Association with partnership from the Friends Group. And, you know, they go the building trail, you know, and then now, you know, a lot of these first hikes, you know, the first of the year hikes is coming up.
I had that in my notes to say how nice that was.
You know, the day after Thanksgiving hike.
Right.
So, and you guys don't necessarily do things at state parks. You do things on other lands. So, I mean, it's not just, you're not just doing park things at state parks. You're doing, but There's a state park within an hour's drive of just about anywhere in the state of Tennessee. So it's very accessible places. I noticed on the website it says on private and public land. Mm-hmm, so they are some private land hikes. It's just everybody comes to the places that are free. You know.
Oh, right. Right. So, and you know that you're welcome there, you know. So, of course, I use the state parks for other things, too, like at Edgar Evans. I love the pontoon boat trips.
And oh, yes.
So we also kayak.
Yeah.
There are groups of us that kayak, and that's one of the things that branches out over the hiking, but it's still outdoors.
Yes. And, all right, I'm going to ask a loaded question. I think I was talking to you earlier. What's your favorite trail to hike in the spring for wildflowers?
Okay. This is because he knows I like Edgar Evans. But the trail right below the park ranger's building is phenomenal. And I take friends there. I have friends that meet me from Nashville and come up. It's an annual thing for us because even I can't always remember every flower, but I try to remember them and speak to them in the spring. So I come with different friends. So I come usually about four times over the early spring and into the spring. Some years that all of them are there at the same time, you know. And of course, I love the Virginia bluebells that are up on the hill.
The Highland Rim Trail there is noted for
that's
the Virginia
the
Bluebells.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is noted for the Virginia
but
Bluebells.
But Standing Stone has some beautiful side, and you don't have to do much hiking if you're just a admirer of nature. You can walk, you know, drive down toward the campground, you know, toward the group camp, and on the right-hand side, there's fields of plants. Cummins Mills. I've had a ranger take me over to a trail that's beyond that you normally don't see in the spring, and it is gorgeous with wildflowers. So, yeah, we're in a beautiful area for spring wildflowers.
We are, and the Upper Cumberland is one of the beautiful, most spectacular places in the spring. Well, we'll be right back in just a few minutes with Miss Kathy Moran. Welcome back. I'm your host, Brad Halfacre. Today we got Kathy Moran with the Tennessee Trails Association. Kathy, as the temperatures get cooler, you know, what gear do you recommend packing on going out on a hike?
First and foremost is water. Mm-hmm. I think you really need to pack water because people get thirsty without even realizing it. And the lack of thirst, when you get thirsty, you get weak. Mm-hmm. And I know troops, some of our people, they like to bring a little piece of chocolate or some nuts or some kind of protein if you're going on a short hike. Mm-hmm. If you're going on a long hike, then you need to bring actual food. you know, you're talking about a lunch, you're going to pack and you're going to stop and eat lunch somewhere along the way. In the winter, we've had people who bring their thermoses with hot soup, hot chili, something to warm you up, you know, as you're on the trail. So I would say you first think about your body, your food, and then, of course, the temperature that they're expecting for the day. And an hour, a mile and a half is not that long of a trip. So, you know, you don't have to go out of the way. But layers are nice because you start getting warm as you're walking, and you may want to take something off. Scarves, you need scarves, hats, gloves, all of that, depending on the temperature. But I'm always carrying my gloves and a scarf, because a scarf will really warm you up. And also, if you're going to go on anything bigger than that, or if you don't know your terrain, you need to have on good, sturdy shoes. Because I think that makes a world of difference. Now, when we go on our 6 to 8 to 12-mile hikes, you know, you're definitely going to take your walking sticks. I always bring in the winter, I have this little insulation pack. You know, it's that silver in case I run across or somebody needs that to stay warm. It's a warming thing. I also bring a small rain pack. But the leader themselves, the one that's leading us with Tennessee Trails, brings along the kits, you know, if you get cut or, you know, that type of thing. They take care of that for you by being a member and them being the leader, which is very comforting. Obviously, take your cell phone. A buddy is very important. I mean, I would never hike trails by myself. I probably did as I was younger, and I do know people who do, but I personally prefer having a buddy.
Well, and that's the good thing about, you know, having this group or being a part of this group. You know, like you said earlier, I think you could go on one of these hikes. You don't necessarily have to be a member to go on one of these hikes. Just contact the group coordinator that day. But it also gives you an opportunity to hike with other folks. So that's one thing that I see beneficial for this.
Right. And actually meeting people, which has been, I've met quite a few nice people that we even do things beyond the hiking group. Go out to dinner, go listen to music at the university or on the Dogwood Park, you know, so that's been an added plus, you know, to having this group of like-minded people. Tennessee Trails is, I can't say enough about what it's done for my life over the last 12 years. It's just been a really, you know, added to my life. But they will let you just, you know, go anytime you want to go. My encouragement is get on the website, tennesseetrails.org. You have nothing to lose. It tells you everything. It tells you all the chapters. It tells you the history. It tells you who to contact. It gives you ideas. If you've got friends of your own that you want to go hike, it describes different hikes along the way. I would just say that is an asset of itself. You know, I'm a big fan of Tennessee Conservationist, so I really have enjoyed that over the years and have saved my copies, you know, to get ideas of where to hike or whatever. If you're a member of Tennessee Trails, you get a newsletter monthly that describes every chapter's hikes and who to contact. But you can get most of that online anyway without being a member.
Yeah. And like it's very reasonable to join. And like I said, a lot of the signature hikes that state parks put on, a lot of it is partnered with the Tennessee Trails. I know with Edgar Evans, we used to do before COVID, we did the first hike and feast.
Right.
Where everybody would bring a potluck dish and we would have a meal. And I remember one of the last ones we did, we had about 85 people.
Yes.
It looked like a Sunday evening church dinner.
Right.
Like a homecoming at your church. I mean, it was a lot
of
folks.
And it was a homecoming for a lot of people.
It was.
Because they see each other during that time.
And it was some of the folks we didn't see but every year the same time. And it was a lot of fun.
Right.
And a lot of fellowship. And that's what this is about, getting out with folks you enjoy hiking with and seeing and some of the faces we didn't, you know, as we're not getting no younger, you know, each year, and sometimes some of the faces was no longer with
us. That's true, and just lost one last week, Hick Stubblefield, mm-hmm. who was a journalism instructor at Tech back mm-hmm. in the day, and he was always a blessing on our trail, you know.
And well, like I said, the great Mac Pritchard, you know, they've named the visitor center at Cummins Falls, and, you know, after him. And he did so much for conservation and everything in our area, and in state parks. Is, you know, what state parks would not be what state parks without. And
I know it's amazing. Just how much people do mm-hmm. to help preserve this and make our lives so much better.
Right, yeah. Right. So, folks, these trails are out here for everybody's enjoyment. We've got wonderful organizations out here for you to use. Miss Kathy come out here today to share some of her wonderful experiences in nature and some of her favorite trails to hike and experience. Kathy, I couldn't thank you enough for coming out and being a part of the show today.
Well, it was my pleasure, and I appreciate you inviting me.
Well, thank you so much for coming out and being a part. Stay tuned. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to track your deer when you shoot a deer in the woods, how to find it. So come on back and listen to us next week. Let's get outdoors.